Lesson 22. Gratitude. Principle 7 says, reserve a daily time with God for self-examination, Bible reading, and prayer, in order to know God and His will for my life, and to gain the power to follow His will. Step 11. We sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. In Colossians 3:16 we read, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Think about it. One of the greatest ways to work Principle 7 and to prevent relapse is to maintain an attitude of gratitude. In your prayers this week, focus on your gratitude toward God, others He has placed in your life, your recovery, and your church. Be thankful to God. Philippians 4:6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And Psalm 107, verse 15 says, let us give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and wonderful deeds for men. Be thankful for others. Colossians 3:15 and 16 says, let the peace of Christ keep you in tune with each other, in step with each other. None of this going off and doing your own thing. And cultivate thankfulness. Let the word of Christ, the message, have the run of the house. Be thankful for your recovery. In Hebrews 12:1 we read, as for us, we have this large crowd of witnesses around us. So then, let us rid ourselves of everything that gets in the way and the sin which holds onto us so tightly, and let us run with determination the race that lies before us. And finally, be thankful for your church. Psalm 100 verse 4 says, enter the temple gates with thanksgiving. Here's a prayer for Principle 7b. Dear God, help me set aside all the hassles and noise of the world to focus and listen just to you for the next few minutes. Help me get to know you better. Help me to better understand your plan, your purpose for my life. Father, help me live within today, seeking your will and living this day as you would have me to. It is my prayer to have others see me as yours, not just in my words, but more importantly, in my actions. Thank you for your love, your grace, your perfect forgiveness. Thank you for all those you have placed in my life, for my program, my recovery, and my church family. Your will be done, not mine. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Write about it. Gratitude questions. Question 1. Why do you think it is important for you to maintain an attitude of gratitude in your recovery? In what three areas of your recovery are you especially thankful for God's power? Try to think of areas of growth or positive change in you that only God could have accomplished. Question 3. Name three people God has placed in your recovery who you are grateful for and why. Question 4. What three areas of your recovery ministry, small groups or other events are you thankful for and why? Question 5. List three things that you are thankful for in your church. Be specific. Question 6. Congratulations. You have just completed your first gratitude list. Review it. How does it make you feel? Finally, let the individuals on your list know what an impact they have had on your recovery and thank each of them personally. Here are some scripture verses to accompany this principle 7b. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "The whole Bible was given to us by inspiration from God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It straightens us out and helps us to do what is right." Ephesians 4:23, "Now your attitudes and thoughts must all be constantly changing for the better." Psalms 46 verse 10, "Be still and know that I am God." Job 37 verse 14, "Job, listen to this. Stop and notice God's miracles." Isaiah 30 verse 21, "And if you leave God's paths and go astray, you will hear a voice behind you saying, 'No, this is the way. Walk here.'" Psalms 1 verses 1 and 2, "Oh, the joys of those who do not follow evil men's advice, who do not hang around with sinners, scoffing at the things of God. But they delight in doing everything God wants them to, and day and night are always meditating on his laws and thinking about ways to follow him more closely." 1 Peter 1:13 and 14 says, "So now you can look forward soberly and intelligently to more of God's kindness to you when Jesus Christ returns. Obey God because you are his children. Don't slip back into your old ways, doing evil because you knew no better." Proverbs 4, verses 26 and 27. "Watch your step, stick to the path, and be safe. Don't sidetrack, pull back your foot from danger." Mark 14, verse 38. "Watch with me and pray, lest the tempter overpower you. For though the spirit is willing enough, the body is weak." Romans 12:12 says, "Be glad for all God is planning for you. Be patient in trouble and prayerful always." Colossians 3:10, "You are living a brand new kind of life that is continually learning more and more of what is right and trying constantly to be more and more like Christ, who created this new life within you." And finally, James chapter 1 verse 5. "If you want to know what God wants you to do, ask him, and he will gladly tell you, for he is always ready to give a bountiful supply of wisdom to all who ask him. He will not resent it."